This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shopping for a new place? Ever use a website called Great Schools? The nonprofit group rates them 1 to 10. Until recently, that score in most states was based entirely on how well students performed on standardized tests. Now the site is using a more nuanced system in the name of fairness. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Meredith Chaikin picks up her son Ezra after a day of school at Margaret Brent Elementary in Baltimore. She says both her sons are thriving in their neighborhood public school.
I appreciate the teachers. They're dedicated. They're interested in my kids, and it's a nice community for us to join.
So if I told you that Great Schools gave Margaret Brent a 2 out of 10, what would your reaction be?
Well, I'm not surprised.
She's not surprised because most of the students come from low-income families. And Chaikin, who does market research, knows there's a high correlation between poverty and lower scores on standardized tests.
It's disappointing that it gets a 2. I don't think it deserves that.
GreatSchools.org's ratings in most states used to be based entirely on student test scores. But this month, the site unveiled a new system. Type a school name into the search window, and you'll see an overall 1 to 10 rating. It now factors in things like access to advanced courses, test score improvements, and the disparities between different racial and income groups. Matthew Nelson is president of the nonprofit group.
What we're excited about now is that we are providing a more nuanced view of school quality and how well schools are serving all of their students.
Not nuanced enough, says Jack Schneider, an education historian at College of the Holy Cross. He's part of a consortium studying better ways to measure school quality. Schneider says parents want to know if a school is safe, has an arts program, or enough resources. The new overall rating still relies heavily on test scores.
Schools are not monolithically good or bad. They're strong and weak in many different ways.
And Schneider says a low rating can steer parents away from entire communities. Several real estate websites like Redfin and Trulia embed Great Schools ratings in their listings.
Which really walks a thin line between providing people with information and actually steering them in ways that lead to segregation.
Great Schools Matthew Nelson says parents should think of the ratings as a starting place and visit schools they're interested in. But Meredith Chaikin at Baltimore's Margaret Brent worries parents who see that 2 out of 10 on the website won't even bother. The school had the same score under the old system.
And I think they're missing out on what could be a great experience for them and their kids.
Great Schools does allow the public to weigh in, though you don't have to know the school to write a review. There, Margaret Brent gets 4 out of 5 stars. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.